Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you what's coming up with our guest and important news after the break. But we interrupt the regular kickoff of this radio broadcast to let you know that we are tracking and recording. We are recording, correct? And I'm sure other Austinites and other listeners in the last hour and a half have been recording. We are recording. Okay, good. Just I was saying we are recording and no one was responding, so that's why I said it five times or whatever. An airplane has slammed into a government building. First they said the FBI was housed there. Then they said the IRS was housed there. What we know is that federal government parasite operations are going on out of that building. That ups the probability that this could be a staged event. We don't know. Airplanes crash into government buildings sometimes by accident. And because I guess a third of the buildings in the country now are government, so statistically it's soon it'll be half the buildings, then all the buildings. They'll have us in slave camps, in loincloths, like Planet of the Apes, I guess. And so statistically, this is suspicious that it's a government building. Witnesses are saying the plane was at full throttle. Different descriptions of the plane, but a single engine type aircraft. Here, let's go ahead and fade up. KVUE.
So this was a really hard impact, and we're just hoping right now that everyone pulls through.
You see that car right there?
Noel Newton. Thank you so much, Noel Newton, live from the scene there. Just recapping, those were employees who were in the building at the time. They said it felt like an earthquake. You have to imagine that kind of impact when a small plane crashes into a seven-story building. We have one point of correction. We understand it was a Piper Cherokee 140, not a 150. I'm not a plane expert, so I'm not sure the difference, but we'll be determining the exact model year, et cetera, ownership, et cetera, as this investigation really gets rolling. It's just starting now. Again, if you're just joining us, it was about 1 hour ago, just moments before 10 a.m., when a small single-engine plane crashed into the building that you're looking there live. It is the Echelon. I've lost track of the number, though it's building three, I think. There are federal offices in that complex, but not impacted directly by this crash. As you just saw, though, there are quite a few people from occupants from that building that are now just kind of standing stranded along the road there waiting for word, no doubt.
Okay, we'll continue to pop in and monitor the local news channels here. They're saying, eyewitnesses are saying a Piper Cherokee. A few of the witnesses, this happened about an hour and 10 minutes ago, here in Austin, Texas, and there was another small plane crash up in the Panhandle in Amarillo yesterday in Texas. So sometimes when it rains, it pours, and we certainly want to pray for anybody that got hurt or killed. I hope that everybody got out of the building safely. It shattered, it looks like, more than a third of the windows out of this medium-sized, high-rise building. What, is that building about 10 stories or so? It's the Echelon Complex. There's four buildings, and they're saying it's a four-story building. It looks bigger than that. So we will continue to report on this. We've got InfoWars.com reporters being dispatched out to the scene right now. In fact, they just left. So we're going to be breaking that down. And I'm going to open the phones up when we come back in the next segment, specifically to Austinites who were witnesses of this or who have anything to add, who've worked in this building or have any other details. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apology. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Decelerator or brake, pull the throttle in any sort of fashion that it seemed like it was going full throttle when it hit the building.
No, but we do hear from FBI that all initial indications are this was accidental. It may be that the pilot became incapacitated because of a medical condition, so we just don't know. It's
and they may
mystery.
Have air traffic control reports to back that up.
We do, and just haven't got those yet. But from our raw video, you see...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are tuning in to some of the local television stations for you across the country. This is KVUE, the ABC affiliate, and we're going to go over and see what CBS and NBC and Fox are saying, giving little samples of what's their reporting is going on at this building complex in North Austin off of 183. At the Echelon complex, the building got struck right before 10 o'clock Central Standard Time by a larger single engine plane, a lot bigger than a Cessna. And we're going to be breaking this down and analyzing it, of course, off and on throughout the broadcast. The building has now burst into flames. Several floors of the five-story building, we've now gotten its actual height, It was not burning intensely earlier. It has fires much bigger than what were in Building 7 on 9/11, the 47-story building that was not hit by an aircraft, had a few windows broken out. Later in the day, got fires in it and then collapsed into its own footprint. The media reported it had fallen into its own footprint an hour before and then again 25 minutes before on two BBC channels, BBC World, and of course also on CNN with Aaron Brown. And so now the building is almost completely engulfed in black smoke, and flames are shooting out of at least three floors that I can see. Most of the building is obscured. The aircraft slamming into the building just caused massive, massive amounts of windows from the top floor all the way down to the bottom to be shattered on at least two sides of the building. And witnesses reported that the single-engine aircraft was at full throttle. And so we're going to be opening the phones up for eyewitnesses in Austin, Texas, that would like to give us more information on this. The complex, the media is reporting, is filled with IRS offices, FBI offices. They tend to nest in amongst themselves, but there's also a lot of private businesses in there. But whether people work for the IRS or the FBI or for a plumbing company, we want to pray for everybody inside of the structure when it was hit. Apparently, most people got out safe. We don't have any numbers yet on dead or injured here in Austin, Texas, but you just heard the FBI saying preliminary investigation is beginning to look like, because obviously they've been calling the Waco airport. They think the aircraft came from Waco. They're running, I guess, background checks on whoever owns the aircraft or rented the aircraft. Of course, the larger issue here is this building was struck by an aircraft and has flames shooting out of it, and we'll see if it collapses. Of course, no modern steel buildings had ever collapsed from fire until 9/11, September 11, 2001, and then three of them totally collapsed into their own footprints, Building 7 not hit by an aircraft. In Amarillo yesterday, another small aircraft slammed into a neighborhood, and terrorism has been ruled out there. We did have the individual, when Clinton was in office, fly a Cessna into the front lawn. No one was killed or injured but the individual that did it, thank God. And we have to understand that there's been a big push to take over general aviation, people that own their own planes or lease planes or hire pilots and private planes to fly them around. General aviation, of course, is extremely popular in the U.S. and Europe and around the world. And there's moves to make you go through airport-type body scanners and tight security to be able to even fly small aircraft from small airports, which, of course, will create so much cost, it will cripple general aviation. So we need to resist that. We can't give up all of our liberties and freedoms, even if there are real terrorists. And in almost every case we look at, it comes out the government stages the attacks or provocateurs them or opens the door for terrorists. In the case of the underwear bomber, it's now admitted. State Department was ordered by an unnamed intelligence agency. That's what the undersecretary of the State Department has said on record. They were ordered to let the underwear bomber get on board the plane and, quote, help team get on board. And then, of course, you have a smart-dressed man who can lead him past security onto the aircraft. Without a passport, without an ID, without anything, in one of the tightest secure airports in the country, in the world, in Europe, Amsterdam, on that Christmas Day flight into Detroit, Michigan. So we will continue to follow this and take your phone calls. Now, I know we have a lot of listeners in Austin. Are you an eyewitness to the aircraft flying into the building, or are you an eyewitness other than the news shots we see from driving past it on busy 183? Do you know anyone that works in the building? There's four buildings in the complex. The news has said it's building 2 and 3. It doesn't seem that the news knows. We've got two of our reporters on the way there now. They should get there in the next 20 minutes or so, though some of the traffic is backed up. So we're going to learn more being here on the ground in Austin, Texas. It's just this is somewhat suspicious, so we are keeping an eye on these developments right now. Again, there is a four-building office complex off of 183 or Research, as it's known, in Austin, Texas, and an aircraft about an hour and 15 minutes ago slammed into the building, and the building is burning. Will the building collapse symmetrically into its own footprint? According to Popular Mechanics and NIST, a Bic lighter can burn down a skyscraper. Any flame, and they come right down. So we're waiting for this building to fall. It was hit by an aircraft. Building 7 was not. Of course, they tried to blow up a large building that they started building back in the late 90s. It's going to be the Intel building. And then the dot-com bubble burst, and they never finished the, what was it, 20-story building. They built the superstructure, and then when they tried to demolish it a few years ago, down off of 5th Street and 6th Street, they couldn't. It didn't fall when they tried to implode it. And about 10% of the time, even when you have controlled demolition expert companies trying to bring down buildings, they can't. But if they would have just gone in with a Bic lighter and put it up against the concrete or the pillars, it would have fallen. And so we're expecting this building to completely collapse. So we hope everyone has gotten out of the building because, according to Popular Mechanics and NIST and the government, it should fall. In fact, the media should be able to report an hour before it falls how it's going to fall. And then if the media does report it's going to fall and then it magically does fall, we shouldn't think anything of that because, again, Building 7 is no big deal. Now, we've got callers calling in from Texas and other areas, but I specifically want to hear from people that have driven by, know someone that works in the buildings, someone who witnessed the aircraft flying in, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll open it up to general calls about this issue and any of your concerns or any of the early reporting you saw. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air. Okay, what I'm going to do is, since we're going to break, is we're going to go ahead and go to break and then come back because I specifically want to hear from people who drove by, who were early witnesses to the damage to the building before it was completely shrouded in black smoke. We can see through some of the smoke and see flames shooting out of several floors. 1-800-259-9231. I'll also open up the local number, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, or 888-201-2244. Now, I am not just going to cover this today. We have Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Slimeball Chris Matthews, all of them right now saying basically the truth, that there is a fight for who will steer the general direction of the Tea Party movement in this country. And in Nevada and California and Texas and many other states, I have big stacks of news here. All of these big, official, real tea parties are saying, we're not working with the Republican Party. We're not going to be part of the Republican Party. We're not going to support rhinos. We'll support real candidates. And that's happening in Nevada and other areas. And so the establishment is trying to demonize people like Sheriff Mack and Deborah Medina, Ron Paul, myself, and others right now, in an attempt to steer the resistance away from having any meaningful success. They're also setting up checkpoints, the TSA is, around the country. They've already done some beta testing of this in years past with their Viper teams, but they're now rolling it out in a big way. That's coming up. We got David Icke coming on the show in the next hour, and we have Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
They're reporting that a Piper Cherokee slammed into a office building in Austin, Texas. The building is on fire, the five-story structure. There are a lot of government offices in the building. But this is probably just somebody that had a heart attack and press down on the throttle. Today, Tesla Motors out in California got hit by another airplane that took off in fog, hit a power pole. Power is out to much of the city. It says electricity was cut across Palo Alto, affecting 28,000 customers and forcing Stanford Hospital and other emergency center crews are out there trying to restore power, but again, cut the power off of the hospital. The plane was taking off, struck a power tower, said Palo Alto Police Captain John Chalmers. And the bottom line is this. I've seen different statistics, but it's, in some cases, 20 times safer to travel in an airplane, statistically, than it is to travel in cars. Cars, the number one cause of death until you go past the age of 55 on average, and it's heart attacks and cancer. But cars are the most dangerous thing out there. But people see car wrecks all the time, so it's not big news. When a plane crashes, it is. We're a country of 300 million people. There are how many tens of thousands of different flights every day? So you're going to have a plane crash every few days. Sometimes you won't have one for a week. Sometimes there'll be four or five in one day. But this is particularly bad because it slammed into a building full of people. And this other aircraft on takeoff slammed into a power pole. And that had executives on it. That clearly wasn't some Al-Qaeda operation. But the public has been so conditioned to be scared of this that it is obviously big news. So I've said that. I mean, I've put out the basics on that front. Let's take a few calls from Austinites that are witnesses on this. Then I'm going to get into other news. We'll continue to touch on this as things develop. We're waiting for the building to fully collapse due to fires in the building, according to the government. If you have fires in a building, it will collapse. It's totally normal. After 2001, the laws of physics changed. Let's talk to Francis in Austin. Francis, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's actually Ramses, like Egyptian. yeah, I work in the building next to the FBI building, which is next to the building that got hit by the plane. Basically, we heard what sounded like an explosion, but it felt like an earthquake for about 2 seconds, maybe. And we just all ran out to go see what had happened. And we see that, the entire side of the building is on fire. And this was within maybe 2 minutes of the plane having crashed into it. And already there were feds out there. There were, the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force was already there. And I guess it's because, the building's right next door to them. But what was odd is that one of the FBI agents was filming the building, and the other fed was just filming everybody in the crowd. I'm not exactly sure what that even does. But, yeah, that's what he was doing. And there were cars out front, the cars that had been driving by. They had stopped dead. Their windows were blown out. People were in shock. It was terrible.
Now, again, let's get your name straight. How do I pronounce it?
It's Ramses.
Okay, Ramses.
Pharaoh. Yeah.
Ramses.
Long-time Prison Planet member. Correct.
Okay, well, you're live with us right now on air, and I appreciate you calling in. Go back to the last thing you said. There were windows blown out. Did you see any injured people? I mean, break it down for us.
I didn't see anybody injured. Aside from the people that had been driving right in front of the building, basically their cars were, just pelted, and their windows were blown out. One lady just got out and was in shock immediately. And I took a good look at the building up close. We walked right up to it before even, the police fire department showed up. I took a good look at the side of the building, and, it doesn't look like the plane went in it, but, I believe that it did. But as far as the building collapsing, there is no way that it is going to collapse. I mean...
But wait a minute. I mean, no plane hit Building 7, and it fell perfectly into its own footprint at free fall speeds. So, I mean, this building is, according to the government, it should completely collapse.
I know, right? I mean, the damage to this building here in Austin was from a plane. And I look at that, and I don't see it collapsing still. The structure looks like it's going to hold. And they're saying Building 7 was taken down by just debris. I can guarantee you that this small plane did more damage than the debris from the World Trade Center did to Building 7. And I don't
see it. Stay there. Stay there, Ram Charger. I'm just going to call you that. And we're going to come right back and get the gentleman from Austin to finish up any other key points he wants to make, and we'll talk to Brian, also calling in from Austin, and We'll take a few other calls as well. And I have stacks of news here in front of me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Entered the building again. Very preliminary information. We are not exactly sure the exact impact point, but it does appear on the north side of the building is where the plane went in. It is a small plane. It's not a large commercial jet or anything like that. It's a small plane.
Do we know who was in the airplane?
No, not at this time. That part's still under investigation. That's all that is under investigation.
We're seeing the car behind here that's damaged. Are there people who are driving by who had damage?
We just saw that ourselves. We don't know what that's from. Any other questions?
Is there anywhere you're telling us family to go right now? Is it a place?
Hello, this is John.
People or what should they do? They can't get a hold of.
You've been listening there to John Salazar. We're gathering the news every way we can right now. You see still pictures coming in. We're getting updates through Twitter, through Facebook. That was John Salazar, our photographer here at the station, holding his cell phone up there at the news conference right outside that building that you see there where the plane went in this morning and a subsequent fire has broken.
Okay, that's more of the local news. Again, I'm going to break from this story here in a few minutes, but I want to go through some more of your calls first. From witnesses before we do that. But going back to Ramses, who is in the building next door to this echelon complex that has a whole bunch of different federal agencies in it, the IRS, the FBI, you name it. This is probably just somebody that had a heart attack. That's even what the FBI is saying. We hope that is the case. But you never know. We are watching this closely because it does have government offices in it, like Building 7. And maybe since this has feds in it and they have access to the pillars, maybe it's going to collapse in its own footprint, like Building 7 did, wowing all of the physicists and architects and engineers and changing building science. I mean, will the Echelon building, five stories, fall into its own footprint from fires? Everyone is watching. The world is watching. We were taught the new physics September 11, 2001. We are all waiting, watching. Will it collapse? When will it collapse? According to the government, this is what's going to happen. Going back to Ramses and then to others that are down there on the scene. Ramses, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'd just like to add that, you know, I always had my doubts. You know, I thought maybe about the whole Building 7 thing. I thought maybe, you know, there's a chance it was, you know, debris that caused it. You know, I'd see the video and you're like, you know, that fire's not really burning that bright, but who knows what the debris did. But after seeing what happens to a seven-story building here in Austin with an actual plane, you know, just ran into it full speed, and it's obviously standing there, and it looks, the structure looks
okay,
like
the news said five-story, so it's seven-story.
I think it's a seven-story building, yeah, probably
okay.
More than five. But yeah, after seeing a plane go into it and just, I mean, yeah, it's damaged partially on one side. It looks pretty bad, but you can take one look at it, and you know it's not going to collapse. And so that just makes me doubt the whole Building 7 thing. I mean, from debris alone and then intense fires, no way. This is a good example to look at here. I know it's not an exact comparison, but, I mean, this is a small plane going into a small building, and this building is doing just fine.
Well, Ramses, if it's all right with you, we'd like to get your number and have John get it. If you don't want to, that's fine. And then perhaps you can come out and talk to our team that is almost there right now, about to be on scene. And I know they're listening to the radio right now as they drive there. What do you think the best place for them to park is?
They have Jollyville Road, which is where the building is on. I live in the apartment complex across from this building as well, and I work in the building next to it. Jollyville is still open, just not directly in front of the building. It is a Mopac 183 intersection where Jollyville meets it. That'd be a good place to park. I definitely try to get to Old Jollyville Road to park there. And yeah, I already gave him my phone number. You know, I'm a Prison Planet member. I'm sure you can look me up. I've actually written a couple articles for InfoWars, to tell you the truth.
Well, awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, it's great to have you calling in, and I'm glad that you can be there and report for us. Call us back if anything else develops, and the guys will be there in a few minutes.
Definitely. Thanks for the work you're doing.
And on a more serious note, but it is serious. The government says that small fires make 47-story buildings fall at free fall speed into their own footprint. According to all the engineers, impossible. They've changed their story six times on Building 7, the feds have. Now they say they don't know what did it. And so it is a joke, because it's such a fraud and a lie to say that small fires make buildings fall in their own footprints. And clearly Building 7 was a controlled demolition. But it's not a joking matter, because the government puts out these magnitude of lies with a straight face. So we'll continue to cover this and follow this as it unfolds today. Let's go to Brian in Texas. Brian, what have you seen? Brian just hung up 5 seconds before I went to him. The callers are good at that. Let's talk to Tom in Indiana. Says he has news from Fox. Tom, what do you got for us?
Hey, Alex, on the major Fox network, they're saying that the guy set his own house on fire, and NTSB is saying it may have been an intentional act.
Well, that's bad news. And the fact that this is a government building, I had suspicions early on. Jaron is nodding his head. Right as I went to your call, he was printing off articles about this. And so Fox Television National, the problem is they're so deceptive, you don't know. But it is the direct Pentagon mouthpiece. So what comes out of their mouth, you've got to pay attention to. They're saying, Tom, in fact, guys, flip over to Fox Cable News for me right now. Be specific, Tom. Exactly what is Fox saying?
Fox is saying that the guy burned his own house down. The pilot of the plane burned his own house down. They're also reporting NTSB that it may be an intentional act and that NORAD took and put two F-16s up in the air.
But wait a minute. Popular Mechanics lied and said that they only launched one plane in the year before 9/11. Their internal records, of course, showed over 160 cases of F-16s being launched. My dad's a private pilot, doesn't have a Cessna anymore, but he flew years ago. And I mean, he knew well that if you got off track and didn't fly on your flight plan, they always launch F-16s on people. He knew people that had pilots that had F-16s launched on them when they had plane trouble or when they had to fly around a storm and fly over restricted airspace. But on 9/11, no, they waited 40-something minutes to even launch them. And then Cheney ordered they fly at the lowest speed that an F-16 could stay in the air with. And this is just absolutely horrible news. We'll try to double-check that and confirm it. Go ahead. I appreciate your call, Tom. This is getting worse by the second. Folks, do you realize how this, and yes, it's confirmed, Fox News, NTSB, pilot may have set house on fire before Austin crash. NORAD launched two F-16s in response to plane crash. In response, that means after the plane crashed. Update, NTSB investigating Austin plane crash as an intentional act. I'm sure Watson's already on this, but I have him doing so much. Call Kurt Nemo and Watson and make sure they're tuned in and already on top of this. NTSB, pilot may have set home on fire before taking off. Texas plane crash does not appear to be terrorism, the FBI says. Harris Faulkner is reporting on Fox. FBI office is close to crash site, but not in same building. Yeah, it's part of the same complex. But it can get confusing from the air if you're intentionally trying to fly in off of GPS and hit your target. And you know, when you got four buildings that all look the same in the same echelon complex, this is just horrible. NTSB official told Fox News they're investigating Austin, Texas plane crash as an intentional act and said it appears the pilot set his home on fire and then got in his plane and flew into the building. Spokesman, however, told Fox News that we cannot confirm or deny that. That's kind of like they said they caught the number two in the Taliban right as they were launching that military operation and were running into resistance as kind of a PR stunt. Then days later, they said, well, we can't confirm or deny that, and turns out it was fake. So you don't know. I mean, this could just be Fox News wanting to scare everybody to, oh, my gosh, we better give all our rights up. The point is, we know 100% the underwear bombing attack on Christmas was staged. That is 100% documented. We've done multiple articles and broadcast on that. Hands down, absolute staged event. I told you that I believe they're going to stage mass shootings, that I believe they're going to stage an attempted assassination on Obama, and I've even said I believe they're going to use small planes to attack buildings as a pretext to shut down general aviation. This is how it works. Somebody kills somebody with a car. One old guy has a heart attack, drives through a crowd of people, kills a few people, and they talk about banning people above 70 from driving cars. In France, a few people a year kill their husbands or wives. And so they say, well, we may have social services visit all families now and make sure husbands and wives don't raise their voices at each other or we'll arrest you in France. Or all parents are bad. All parents have to have a camera in their home guilty until proven innocent to make sure you're not abusing your kids. The Drudge Report has the headline, and we've now got this all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They've got the headline that the man attacked the IRS. Headline, Austin Fireball, man targets IRS with plane. Man, I was really hoping the FBI was right initially saying that all indications are this is not terrorism. Oh, man, they're never going to give us a break. Government building has a good size Piper Cherokee flown into it. It's like a six-seater. One of those stretch single engines. And it flies into the building, and they're just going to have a heyday with this. By the way, I meant to lead with this story today. Fourth Amendment trash as airport tyranny hits the streets. Now, I reported this in 2004. This is in my film, Martial Law. Even though we have the Associated Press and photos of it, people still don't believe it. In Dallas, in Houston, in Boston, in Miami, in Tampa, in Waco, Texas, in L.A., in New York, they have TSA at bus stops and train stops and stations randomly searching people. Now they're putting in X-ray machines, and it's on the news. We have the article up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have the video clips showing them pat searches, grabbing women's breasts. It's always the same. These are acts of submission, acts of domestication. I was watching Nigerian execution videos that are all over the news last night where they capture these people and execute them in the streets, and they just march them over by lines of dead bodies. They tell them, sit down, and they shoot them in the back of the head. I'm going to at least fight or try to run. But see, this is learned helplessness, just like the Jews in Nazi Germany running into the pits. You know, they run a line of people in, they shoot them in the back of the head, they run another line in, the people say, yes, sir, and are very polite, holding hat in hand and run in to be killed. Not me, okay? Not me. No, no, sir. And that's what the body scanners and the groping your wife's breast and recording your children's naked bodies is all about. And wanting to ban general aviation and wanting to make you get a special psychological test to be able to have a car. Because somebody might do something. What about the government doing something? The number one killer of people after cars. Number one killer is cars, unless you count government. What about you people who've been caught staging stuff? This stinks to high heaven. They set the house on fire in Waco. They've got total remote control on any aircraft they want. They shoot him up. Or they could even kill him, put his dead body in the plane, have it take off and go fly into a building. They've actually had false flags where governments have actually been caught doing those exact type of things. They've caught in the Middle East different Western intelligence agencies killing somebody, putting their body in a car, remote controlling it with explosives, or they'll just bomb buildings and just say a suicide bomber did it. As Ray McGovern covered here on air, witnesses for a half day watched U.S. forces go into the Golden Mosque and wire it and blow it up, and they said, oh, no, a suicide bomber did it. They just give you a story and you buy it. If this is terrorism, I would give it preliminary 50-50 that it's government. This may have been somebody mad. The IRS may have ruined his life. He may have said, hey, you're not getting my house. I'm burning it down, and I'm flying a plane into your building. 50-50, this is real, because people are fed up. You don't take my rights because you push people over the edge. I'd say 50-50, this is a real, if it's a terrorist attack on our godlike government, that makes the sunshine, makes the grass grow. Oh, we praise you, big government. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the sodium fluoride in the water. Thank you for the mercury in the shots. Thanks for the GMO corn that makes the rats' organs fail and makes our organs fail. Thank you for everything you do. You are so wonderful. You make the fish spawn in the spring. You You make the flowers bloom. Thank you for creation. Thank you, God. You are our God. The point is, you're not taking my rights away. Okay? But if this is a terrorist attack, and it's starting to look like there's a good chance it is, 50-50, we don't know. This could be a disgruntled, angry person pushed too far. Because the more I think about it, the burning down of the house would be, you're not getting this either. You're not getting anything, scum, in this guy's mind. The issue here, though, is they don't care. They just print the money up. They just want your house to control you, pal. They're not actually funded off the money they take from you. Don't be confused by that. That's only used to domesticate you and bankrupt you and make you dependent on them. Now, as facts come out, we'll be able to tell you in a few weeks, a month or so, as more evidence comes out, what happened here. We don't just come out day one and tell you we know. We're on the case, though, in Austin, Texas, reporting on the man targeting the IRS building. David Icke's coming up, then Wayne Paul. Stay with us.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Well, once you hit the tail lever, it's quite simple, and you can do it very quickly. However, I would say you can also, there are other parts in the airplane that have numbers on them, but, you know, with the fire, it's going to be a while before they can get that. Mm-hmm. You know, what they might do, if I was running this thing, I would find out there's information that this guy set his house on fire. I'd find out, first of all, who he is, and I'd run the database from the FAA to see if he does own an airplane. And if not, see if he has a pilot's license. And if he's got a pilot's license, find out where he was trained. And that's probably going to be where he took off from.
All right, Denny. John has a question for you, too, and he is a pilot.
Right, yeah. We're just getting some information from the NTSB that they are sending staff out of Dallas as well as out of Washington, D.C. In D.C., they are saying they cannot confirm the possibility that this might be intentional. But we are getting that from some of our people who are saying that is the belief at this point from local NTSB authorities. They believe that this was an intentional act. And again, for those of you who might be saying, can't the FAA do a better job of keeping track of pilots and making sure that there aren't pilots with criminal intent out there, you know, bent on this kind of destruction? Worth pointing out that people do crazy things every day with whatever resources they have at their disposal, and most people generally, you know, might use a car to do something like this. This is the aberration, certainly, that if this turns out to be a pilot who is intentionally trying to inflict this kind of damage, it is certainly...
We're giving you samples of the national and local news coming to you live from Austin, Texas. It is the 18th day of February 2010 on this Thursday edition. David Icke was already scheduled for the show today. He'll be joining us at 8 after in the next hour. We'll simulcast 2 hours and 52 minutes of the 4-hour radio broadcast live on television at prisonplanet.tv. So again, thank you for joining us today. We'll continue throughout the broadcast to take your calls and monitor this. CNN is reporting that they've talked to federal officials with the FBI who are confirming that he burned his house down intentionally and that stole the plane and then flew it in intentionally. So it was not his aircraft, that he burned his house down and then stole the plane and flew it in intentionally. You cannot believe one word these people say. Again, if this is a terrorist attack, as new info comes out, it's gone from a 50-50 chance. If it is a terrorist attack, it's gone from a 50-50 chance that he was truly disgruntled and did this, because that could really happen. People are angry out there. Or, this could be staged. And it's gone in the last 10 minutes from being 50-50 in my mind to being 45-55. 55% chance in my dead reckoning brain that this is a staged event if it's terror. And by the end of the show, it may be an 80% as we learn more. It took me a few weeks to figure out exactly what was going on with the underwear bomber, and now it's admitted the government protected him, let him on the plane for national security reasons. Other people on the plane, somebody else with a bomb, somebody helped him get on the plane, on and on and on. No doubt that stage. And notice we had the Fort Hood shooting where he specifically for years was talking to supposed Al-Qaeda operatives who are known triple agents who set up everybody, who always handled the patsies, the one guy that always does. It was his name, and the CIA knew, the FBI knew, and won't give Congress the documents under national security. Notice that happened north of Austin in Fort Hood. And what a perfect way to demonize the Tea Parties if this is an anti-Federal Reserve, anti-income tax guy. This morning, before this even happened, from watching the news, it became clear to me that they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on the Tea Parties. Well, I've been saying that the last 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.